Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
It's time to talk sport, and I'm joined now by Off the Balls, Mick McCarthy. Hiya, Mick.
Hi, Ciara.
Okay, let's look to the big game tomorrow. Ireland versus South Africa. All of the commentary I have heard on this match has been suggesting that this is actually the big one, because this is going to give us a true sense of where this Irish rugby team is at.
Absolutely. This is it. Do you know, I'll give you a sense of how big a test South Africa are at the moment. When England beat New Zealand last week, the English commentator, Austin Healey, on the commentary said, "It's such a pity we're not playing South Africa next week, because I need to know where England are. Are they as good as we think they are?" South Africa are the barometer. They've obviously won the last two World Cups, but beyond that, they are the team to beat. They beat France in Paris 2 weeks ago in what was seen as a real marker of, you know, we are at our very, very best here. And one of the things they're coming into Dublin with is that they have lost to Ireland three out of the last four times we've played, including their only defeat at the 2023 World Cup when they won the World Cup.
So scores to settle?
Scores to settle with South Africa. Under Razzy Erasmus as their coach is a kind of a score-settling type. There's no sense here that back in 2017, South Africa came to Dublin and I think we beat them 28-3, and there was a kind of a sense of, oh, they're at the end of their season, and, you know, they weren't really giving it everything and they were already on holiday and Ireland hammered them. They don't do that anymore. So if Ireland are going to beat South Africa tomorrow, it's going to take the performance of a lifetime.
From Ireland?
Yes.
But South Africa, it's their 14th match of the season. Mm. They've been together since June. It could be an advantage, or could it be that it is at the end of a long season and they're a little bit fatigued, or am I grasping at straws?
No, it's not that you're grasping at straws. I think like any other time, that'd be exactly it. And usually you're kind of getting towards the end of the November window, the Northern Hemisphere teams tend to have the advantage because those Southern Hemisphere teams are at the end of the season, they're getting tired. At the start of November, it's almost the opposite. We're undercooked and they're firing on all cylinders. It just feels different with South Africa this time. They've had four games, but they've targeted week two against France and week four against Ireland. They're the two teams that they wanted to get one over on. And again, they're just sort of such a professional outfit with such depth and, you know, the ability to choose different players. It's hard to see how they'll be at anything but their best. And that's the thing about them.
The All Blacks. Yeah. We won in Japan, but it wasn't a particularly impressive performance. And then we did win against Australia, and it was a more impressive performance.
It was a far more impressive performance. It was the first time Ireland looked like the Ireland that we expect under Andy Farrell. I was at that game and, you know, there was a couple of little things that you'd worry about, but all of the basics, like the scrum and the line out and everything that's been a worry for people, were all there. And it led to an impressive performance with loads of tries. And it takes some solace in that. I don't think I'd be here telling you that Ireland could win, not that they will, but could, if they didn't have that performance last week. So it seems like, you know, Ireland are probably at that point where they're getting to the fourth game in 4 weeks and are ready and are firing on all cylinders and are kind of at full pace now, whereas they might not have been in Chicago 4 weeks ago against the All Blacks. So things are picking up, I would say. But again, this is such a mammoth task compared to even Australia last week.
Let's talk about one of the more controversial decisions, which is putting Prendergast at 10. Well, the manager doesn't seem to be happy with other people not being happy about this. What do you think of that decision?
Yeah, Andy Farrell, I can understand where he's coming from because he's like constantly getting asked, and there does seem to be a tone a lot of the time in the Sam Prendergast discussion of it's a real question of Crowley versus Prendergast, and sometimes you can be talking about why you picked this person in a negative rather than what are the reasons you picked this person. And I can understand that getting to you if you're constantly making this decision and the question coming at you being framed in the negative, I suppose. The other side of it is, though, like from a Munster fan's point of view, and it shouldn't be about Munster and Leinster when it comes to Ireland, but it just is sometimes. Jack Crowley had the game of his life against Leinster earlier on this year. It seemed like he had won the jersey back. He had two games where Ireland didn't play well outside of him. And then last week, Ireland fired. Now, is that because Sam Prendergast played so well, or was it for other reasons that helped Sam Prendergast play so well? That's the debate. But the truth is that Prendergast played very well last week. The negative questions that I was alluding to are all sometimes about his defensive capabilities and whether he is able to handle what will be the most physical team that Ireland will ever come up against in this South African team. So because of that, in a horses for courses world, would you have gone for Jack Crowley this week? So that's where that's coming up. But the consensus from most of the pundits that we've spoken to on Off the Ball over the week is that Prendergast played well enough last week that he gives that extra little dynamic in attack, and we're going to need something magic. We're going to need something different if we're to overcome the Springboks. So,
and what is the general
decisions where you can't win? You really can't.
What is the general consensus from all of the people that you've spoken to on Off the Ball this week? Ireland can do it. Will they do it?
Yeah, they can win. Will they?
Just don't know. I would
say most of them are predicting close games and reading between the lines of nobody wanting to be too negative. I would say that most people think that South Africa are going to win this game, unfortunately, tomorrow.
But I'm going to go with Ireland. We're going to be shouting Ireland for sure. Let's look to the Premier League and to the North London Derby. Arsenal taking on Spurs. Now, Arsenal having a brilliant season, leading the Premier League. What about this game?
It's always huge. It's always exciting. It's a good way to get us back into the club game, actually, because we, I don't think anybody wants club football to come back after the amazing international break that we had and all of the joy and everything that went in with that. But this is a great one. And Arsenal, you know, before the internet, they were just looked absolutely unstoppable. And then the last game against Sunderland, they conceded a late goal and their run of not conceding goals went, their run of wins went. And since then as well, they've had a couple of injuries, most importantly to Gabriel, their kind of talismanic centre back, one of the leaders of the team. So we'll have to see how they do without him. That said, the idea of an Arsenal crisis is just, it's not really landing for me, I have to say, despite panicky Arsenal fans suggesting it. I think they'll be okay. This is always massive. There's always a great atmosphere. You never know what will happen in a genuine derby like the North London Derby is, but I think Arsenal will have too much for Spurs.
Okay, Liverpool also at home to Forest and Man City away to Newcastle. Also two good games to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
This weekend. And finally, the draw.
The draw. We're going to Prague if we can get tickets. There's only 19,000 people can go into that game, and we're getting like 5% of the tickets. But I know a few people who are trying anyway. It's not the best possible draw we got, but considering the amount,
it could have been much worse.
I think like I worked it out as like the fourth best possible combination, which considering how many different ones there are is pretty good. We don't know how that will actually play out. We never do. We've been really happy with draws before that have turned out to be an ultimate disaster, not least when we got Denmark, the team we all wanted for the World Cup in 2018, and they hammered us 5-1 at the Aviva Stadium. Hopefully we'll get a chance at the Aviva Stadium for revenge against Denmark. And that's the best part about the draw, is if we can get past Czechia, as they're called now, we can we have a game at Lands End Road, which is amazing.
Bring on March 26th. That's a long wait. Mick McCarthy, thanks for that.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.